first pressure is mounting from lawmakers and political groups on Scott Pruitt to resign as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Since taking the position, Pruitt has dealt with multiple ethics controversies. They range from using taxpayer money to pay for private travel and a soundproofed phone booth to pushing through pay raises for staffers after the White House had rejected them. While President Trump says he's unhappy about certain things, he says Pruitt has done a, quote, fantastic job. Virginia Cantor is chief ethics counsel for the nonprofit group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. She served as associate counsel for ethics to Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and as Treasury Department ethics counsel in the George W. Bush administration. Virginia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Rob.
You recently co-wrote an opinion piece on the controversies Scott Pruitt is dealing with. You said you've got a lot of experience doing this kind of stuff, and you're still seeing things that are surprising you from Administrator Pruitt.
Yes, I would say that we've never really seen anything quite like Administrator Pruitt. We believe there's credible evidence that he's engaged in a systemic pattern of corrupt activity that's really having a corrosive impact on EPA programs and operations. And we're concerned because the failure to hold him accountable sends a message that use of public monies and authorities for personal and financial benefit is not only acceptable, but it should also serve as a model for EPA employees and perhaps other government employees.
Yeah, we've seen testimony from EPA staffers before Congress, along with news reports, talking about the use of those officials for his private business, basically. Can you talk about what we've heard?
So, yeah, I think the most recent allegations involve the use of staff to obtain business opportunities for his spouse. And so that very much would affect Administrator Pruitt's own financial interests. So, for example, they apparently the staff assisted her in obtaining a $2,000 consulting gig at a three-day Concordia conference at which Administrator Pruitt spoke. They also assisted her in obtaining a temporary job for her as an independent contractor with a conservative judicial group, including, I guess, the resume was passed along to that group by the head of the Federalist Society, who had accompanied Administrator Pruitt to Rome and to the Vatican on an official trip. And then there were some less successful business opportunities that had been sought when the staff contacted the head of Chick-fil-A to see whether or not his wife could get a franchise. So those are, you know, examples of activities in which Administrator Pruitt actually had a financial interest.
And you wrote in that piece you co-wrote, I believe that this would have been a firing offense in previous administrations?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a litany of items in which, you know, those are just a rough sample of a very few examples of the types of ethical transgressions he's engaged in. And there's, you know, multiple others. But in any other administration, clearly Mr. Pruitt would have been fired.
Another category of concerns people have raised has been the use of EPA staffers not for, I guess, to get financial opportunities for his spouse, but for errands. Trying to get a used mattress right from a Trump hotel was one of them. Helping him find an apartment, I think, or housing in the Washington, D.C. area. And I think people might hear those and think, well, you know, that's kind of part of the job if you're an assistant to a major government official. What do the laws say about that?
No, the laws are very, you know, very clear that you cannot use public office for personal time. That there's an expectation that you will only be using public office for official purposes. And running errands is personal errands is definitely not one of them. And, you know, so in addition to the used mattress, there was, you know, sending or having his security detail help him locate a moisturizing lotion that he liked at the Ritz-Carlton. You know, these are completely unacceptable errands. And I'm not aware of anything like that ever.
Talking to Virginia Cantor with the nonprofit group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a council for ethics for different departments in the last few presidential administrations, talking about EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt under increasing criticism, including members of the Republican Party. I want to give a listen to Scott Pruitt testifying in front of a congressional committee. I hear he is last month talking with senators about some of the ethics concerns.
And there have been decisions over the last 16 or so months that as I look back on those decisions, I would not make the same decisions again. And I'm sure we're going to talk about some of those. But some of the areas of criticism are frankly areas where processes at the agency were not properly instituted to prevent certain abuses from happening.
So I guess gray areas, the rules weren't clear to him. Is that an excuse? Is that something that could justify?
Well,
oh, go ahead.
No, there's no excuse at all. There are ethics officials available at every agency who can very clearly explain what is expected of him in terms of, his use of staff time. And so that just doesn't ring true at all. And in fact, you know, what's really disconcerting is when EPA employees tried to address these issues, tried to tell him no, tried to blow the whistle, he appears to have retaliated against them for doing it. The rules are very clear. There's no mistake about it. Every other federal employee knows how to follow them. There's just no excuse for why the administrator Pruitt has failed to do it.
Some of the other concerns people have raised, using staff to try to find, I think it was Rose Bowl tickets. Is that something similar? You seen anything like that before?
Well, you know, this is not, it's not uncommon to have questions arise about, you know, tickets to sporting events. Can I accept them? Under what circumstances? And in this case, he appears to have paid face value. And in general, if you pay for the tickets and you pay the face value of the ticket, that would be permitted under ethics rules. But you have to also look at the totality of the circumstances. And that is, are you getting something above and beyond what you would normally be entitled to? And frankly, you know, where you don't have, normally wouldn't have access to those types of tickets, I'm not sure that face value is, you know, paying face value is sufficient, because it's something that they had a much, much higher market value based on, you know, trying to, because they were basically inaccessible unless you had connections. And it seems like he got them through preferential treatment from somebody who had clients with matters before the EPA.
What damage is done if things like this happen and there is no accountability?
Well, basically, you're sending a message to, you know, government employees that this is acceptable behavior, and it is completely corrosive. It's corruptive. It's not consistent with any of the ethics laws and regulations. It's not consistent with the level of accountability that has been imposed on other federal officials in prior administrations. And so there's really no justification for it. In fact, the Office of Government Ethics just recently sent a letter to the EPA Inspector General asking them to accelerate their report into his alleged misconduct, because they want to begin a formal corrective, or decide whether they need to begin a formal corrective proceeding with regard to Mr. Pruitt.
Does the Office of Government Ethics have the power to do something, or does something have to happen? If Scott Pruitt doesn't resign himself, does the president ultimately have to take action? Congress? Who's the enforcer?
Ultimately, it will be up to the president to make the determination as to whether or not he should be fired, or whether, you know, he should ask for his resignation. This is, you know, in any other administration, this would be an easy call to make. He would, you know, in the baseball parlance, he would be called for an easy out. It's really inexplicable and unconscionable as to why he remains. It really calls into question the competence of the president in terms of exercising his managerial skills.
Are you surprised? This has gotten a fair amount of coverage, but it seems like there have been times where this would have been, you know, the top story in national politics, but there's so much other stuff going on. It, you know, is kind of the B or C or D story. Does this deserve more attention than it's getting?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, there's it's like I said, it's really inexplicable why he remains. I think there's a fog of other ethics issues that surround this administration, beginning with the president, you know, given that he retained his business interests and continues to accept monies from foreign governments and from federal and state governments at his own business institutions. There are a number of other secretaries who have their own ethics problems. For example, you know, Secretary Ross, you know, there's some questions about whether or not he's made false statements on his financial disclosure reports. There's questions about Secretary Carson at HUD and whether or not he, you know, improperly used funds, you know, to purchase dining room sets, and whether or not he improperly used his family in making arrangements for official activities. I mean, there's a lot of apparent ethical violations, and you know, maybe Mr. Pruitt has benefited from the fog.
Briefly, are you worried about this setting new standards for future administrations?
It is very worrisome for those of us who know what is expected of federal employees. I think it's very, very troublesome. I think that most government employees know this is entirely inappropriate conduct. In fact, the fact that you had his staff actually communicating with members of Congress and congressional staff about the extent of his improper behavior, it's basically a cry for help. It's like you have to do something. And I think it's incumbent upon Congress to really, you know, exercise its oversight function and to put pressure on the administration to remove the administrator.
Thanks to Virginia Cantor, Chief Ethics Counsel for the nonprofit group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, talking about EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time.